And before UCA took on Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin, for those who don't know, we talked about him yesterday on the air. A 29-game win streak last year that was snapped by UCLA in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Which means, yes, they won an NCAA tournament game after going undefeated in conference play. They knocked off VCU.
Extremely well coached.
Yeah, I mean, they really are. And I mean, but the team basketball concept that they have mastered, and I say mastered, is unbelievable. When I look at the starting line, I'm like, how good can these guys be? Their tallest starter is 6'6". Now, he's defending conference player of the year, but, I mean, they're really good. They're really, really good. If you ever get a chance to watch SFA play, they're really talented and really well coached. They're just really.
Are they a tournament team?
Oh, yeah, baby. There's no doubt in my mind that there is nobody in the league that's going to beat them. I mean, they may lose. They may slip up and have a horrible. That's the thing, though. They're not. It's not predicated on shooting, although they got a bunch of guys that can fill it up. There were so many open cuts to the basket. And admittedly, look, UCA is not a great team right now. They're trying to figure it out, but. This is an unbelievable team. Now, their losses, they have lost a few games. They lost to Northern Iowa in the top 25. They lost to Baylor, who's a good team. They're favored at home tonight, by the way, against Iowa State, who's ranked. And they lost to, who else did they lose to? Somebody else who was pretty good.
SFA?
Yeah.
This is about the time where they start to get it rolling, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember from the tournament last year. Who'd they beat in the first round?
VCU.
Yeah.
And they're good. I mean, as a 12-5, I think. It was a 12-5 matchup. They're really good.
Well, when you limit you, it's a game of mistakes. It is a game of mistakes, and a lot of times, if you can get it through to the college age and high school age, I mean, the next level, the professional level, is, you know, you talk about guys that are just out maneuvering guys and out talented guys, but at that level, this level, it's a game of mistakes. If you can limit those mistakes, Stephen F. Austin, you talk about the team basketball. I guarantee you, very few times do those guys forget what position they're supposed to be in, not make the easy pass, and not try to make a difficult, flashy pass. I guarantee you there's all those things. That adds up to a lot of
victory. It's very simple. It reminded me of Larry Bird back in the day. It's very simple basketball. You make crisp passes. You're in the right spot at the right time. And, oh, by the way, up in your grill defense. It was, I think they had 31 turnovers Central Arkansas last night. These guys were unbelievable defensively.
You know, that's something that's getting lost, though, in the college game is passing lanes. Really good passing is getting lost. That's why Stephen F. Austin's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse, you want to know why they can play like that up in your face type defense? Because they trust that because when you go chest to chest on just about anybody, I could go by you if you did that to me. But you got to trust that you've got your teammates that are going to help rotate, switch, play lanes. So that allows them understanding positioning and how to help and rotate defensively. Also helps them to be able to play, push up on folks.
Super Bowl is coming up in a few weeks. Wally says that the Patriots will not be there. Either that or
Wally,
he's just taking a shot at
really
Pat.
No, I'm behind in our contest on overtime.
You need them to lose?
I've got to take a shot
Go
here.
Go Colts. They're the long shot, though. I hate to break it to you. 7-1 in the latest odds. Seattle's your favorite at 5-4. Then the Patriots 9-5. Packers at 11-2. Look, I'm a Packers fan. I root for them. I certainly have some faith in their overall team. However, if Rodgers isn't pretty darn healthy, I've got some real concerns.
That's a critical injury.
Here's what he said about his leg yesterday.
It was worse than when I started the game, yeah. But I'm tired of talking about it, but it is what it is. It's a significant injury, and you know, training staff did a great job of helping me to get ready to play, and I was able to get through it.
The most likely result in Vegas, Seattle beating New England. It's a 7-4 odd. The next one is Seattle beating Indy 5-1. New England beating Seattle's next at 5-2.
Can you imagine? He has got the most talked about calf since what? Hillary Clinton in the 2012 presidential
elections. That's mean. So, what I said was I haven't been this interested in a calf since I turned one into veal and made Parmesan. But it's.
I mean, the poor guy. Everything is about his calf. It's like, guys, I don't know. It is a muscle injury. It could happen at any time.
But it's a tear.
Yeah, it's like, it is what it is at this point.
I guess either home field advantage is very significant in the NFL, which we all probably know it is. But it's funny because we saw the same thing in the college. The lines are all touchdowns or more. So Seattle's a 7.5-point favorite, right?
Not accusing anybody of anything.
Okay.
But Rodgers was better in the second half, almost like he got a shot.
No, he wasn't better physically.
I think they should allow
that, though.
He
hopped all the way down the field. He wasn't better.
Completed 10 in a row.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he was better. His leg was awful. I mean, he was having a hard time. After he threw it downfield, I guarantee he hated it because he had to hop his way down the field.
Why don't they give him a shot, though?
I don't know what they can do or what they can't do. I'm not familiar with that injury. But anyway, Seattle's a 7.5-point favorite. New England's a 7-point favorite, which is weird to me because the Colts had a significant upset over Denver. I would expect their line to be bigger.
Well, they played at Indy this year and
destroyed them.
Pats, yeah, blew the doors off.
Well, and Seattle hosted Green Bay earlier this year and destroyed them. That's why I'm surprised, though, that the Patriots are not more than a 7-point favorite, aren't you?
We see this a lot though. That's for a championship game. 7 points seems
like
seems a lot.
It does, and that's what I'm saying. And we saw the same thing. I said the same thing in the playoff. I'm like, if these are the four best teams, why are the lines so significant? Why is Alabama an 11-point favorite over Ohio State? Now we really wonder that.
I would take the pints, Patriots, Colts, just playing off of strictly historical, you know, not really getting too deep into breaking down the teams. Historically, you take the pints, right? A touchdown favorite in a championship game, NFL championship game?
I don't. I don't know. I could see
When's the last time we've seen an absolute blowout?
I don't know. I could see the Packers losing by like 17 or something.
Man, but that Adams kid is...
Here's the deal. If they don't turn the ball over, they'll be fine.
I could see Rodgers getting knocked out of the game.
Yeah, I mean...
That would be scary.
I mean, he was basically...
Who's
he was right
backup?
There. I don't even know. And I'm a Packers fan.
Don't know either, but I know Seattle's got a great defense.
It just never comes up. It's never been an issue. So...
I do think...
I will have that
the
information.
The Cowboys could have went back in, beat Seattle.
I agree. And I think the Packers can if they play great and don't turn it over.
They need a big game by Eddie Lacy,
I'll tell you what happened to Lacy the other day, too, which I didn't realize until afterwards. Because he was doing really well, and then they pulled him out.
Yeah.
And Starks is an excellent, you know, secondary punch, but he's not Lacy. He had asthma issues. And with it being as cold as it was, I'm sure that exacerbated the issue.
Poor kid.
Hopefully they'll be a little bit warmer in Seattle. I can't imagine it's going to be any colder.
I don't know if they have a shot for
I think cold air is good for asthma.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think he was having a hard time catching his breath. Anyway.
My brother has it. Maybe I'll call him at the break.
What's up, Charles? We don't know anything about anything. What's up, Charles?
Have they found a linebacker coach yet?
No. Not yet. He may have found one, but he hasn't announced one.
Who do you think he'll get?
David Basel.
Somebody good, hopefully. I don't know.
I'm not joking.
I'm not going to lose any sleep no matter. He couldn't possibly hire somebody that I would be like, no! No!
Okay. I think I could coach.
Nobody.
Okay, thank you.
All right. If you gave me a shot right now, I could coach running backs and defensive line in college football. I'm pretty confident I could do that.
Been on the team.
Are you really?
No, I'm pretty confident. What does it take? You tell me.
I don't know. I've never
coached.
From
a defensive line, here's what I would tell him. Swim move, spin move, get to the QB. And if I got a guy like Vince Wilfork, I would say just sit with your legs crossed in the middle of the line. Don't let anybody bust through here.
How about this? If Aaron Rodgers goes down, Brett Bielema could have two quarterbacks playing in the NFC Championship game. Scott Tolzien is on the roster for Green Bay. So it could be Tolzien v. Russell Wilson if Aaron Rodgers goes down on a heap. My guess is they'll go with Matt Flynn. But
he's back with the Packers?
Yes, I didn't realize that either. The LSU quarterback who's had 7 years in the league, and certainly he's had some very good moments as an NFL quarterback.
He made a multi-million-dollar contract on one game with the Packers.
Yes, it
if
happens.
You remember.
Yeah, I saw
it
Castle.
Took like 800 yards one game.
Yeah, well,
I could coach run backs.
I saw Larry Brown do it in the Super Bowl 1 year. He caught two frisbees from the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, and then next thing you know, he signs a huge contract, never does anything again.
Any of these four teams, I could coach quarterbacks.
But how about that? What if Bielema has two guys going head-to-head? That would be wild. Charles.
Yes.
What's up?
I was going to ask a question or two. I was wondering, did you guys see the game last night, and did Moses Kingsley play?
Not much.
In the game?
Kingsley played 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering, because it seemed to me like they had a lot of height in the game, and they were getting offensive rebounds, and people weren't blocking out, of course, but I don't know. We did turn the ball over a lot. I don't know what's up with that because
what's up with that?
It seemed like we had more experienced guys, but I don't know. They didn't know what to do. Or
I really didn't. Honestly, when I looked through this roster, Pat,
yeah,
Molly, I didn't recognize. I mean, almost anybody on Tennessee's team.
Just Richardson really is the only kid, and he played well in their Sweet 16 run last year. And he's a heck of a player, that kid Richardson. He is the perfect guy to put out there on top of your zone or your press.
And none of these guys' names stand out to me. None of them.
And they shouldn't. Justin, he's got like 8 or 9 scholarship guys. I think 9 scholarship guys.
They're up to 10. They gave a walk-on.
Which, I love Dino Gaudia. I love him.
But?
He was like, oh, yeah, walk-ons. They're the guys who come an hour early, stay an hour late. Which.
Your starters should be doing that who are on scholarship too, right?
Yeah. It's like if every walk-on was doing that, they wouldn't be a walk-on for long.
You have to put in extra time.
Well, yeah, but it's not exclusively to...
Well, that's what Wally's point is. Yeah, everybody needs to be out there shooting extra free throws, taking extra jump shots.
With a kid, Guy Whitney, who did that, put in an hour before, hour after, earned him a scholarship.
Yeah.
So if walk-ons do that, then I'm going to be walk-ons for life.
Little known fact, Pat, or Wally, whenever Pat got free time, all he did was slide drills.
With bricks. I used to have bricks, and I used to slide around.
Charles, thanks for the call.
I got such bad groin muscles right now.
10:51, you're in the zone. Got to take a break. Do want to thank again my friends at New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic, newcreationshcg.com. That's 501-791-6795. If you're looking to lose weight, improve your 2015 the way I did in 2014, and feel good about it. And again, one of the things I really loved is that you learn a lot about
your body, my man. You learn how to live life as an adult, my man.
You learn about nutrition. You learn a lot about a lot of things, and it is definitely a game changer. So if you're ready to make that move, if you're ready to commit to changing your life, feel better, look better, buy new clothes.
If you're ready to fall back in love with the apple,
that's it.
Get ready.
Pat and I can tell you about 5 different varietals and why they're better than the other.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm an apple expert.
I am too. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Anyway, that's not the reason to do it, but you will feel a lot better.
I'm thinking about doing it.
Just remember this. Are you really?
Yeah.
Well,
know this. You're gonna have to buy some new. You're gonna have to buy some new shirts, but I can hook you up there too. New Creations.
Plenty of apples.
NewCreationsHCG.com. You'll never ever be happy.